This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Terry Toad, thank you so much, and we welcome everyone listening to our live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports, and we are set to go. Staunton in the all-white road look today. They got the white jerseys, red shoulders, white pants with the red trim, red helmets with the bulldog paw on the side, white face mask. For St. T, they've got those orange pants with the blue and white trim, the blue jerseys trimmed out in the orange and the white, orange helmets with white face masks. The Bulldogs are set to receive the opening kickoff here this afternoon on a beautiful day in Decatur. It is teed up at the 40, and Jacardia Wright getting his dogs ready to go, and we are underway. It's going to be fielded off a bounce by Grandidier. Now he has to pick it up at the 13-yard line. He will look to make a man miss, does so, and gets out to the 20-yard line, and that's where Staunton will start. First and 10 here this afternoon. Griffin Bianco, the Staunton quarterback, the 6-foot senior. Drew Mullinux is the tailback for the Bulldogs, also a senior. The wide receiver, Zach Urey, a sophomore. Kyle Favor, a sophomore. And seniors, Cody Castaldi and Tyler Grandidier. On the offensive line, 4 seniors and a junior. Dave DeWeese, the left tackle, 220-pound senior. Daniel Jardin, the center, a 210-pound senior. Brian Parker, the right guard, a 240-pound senior. 230-pound senior Nick Varcani at right tackle. And Robert Buffington, the 270-pound junior, at left guard. They go with Mullinex, first play of the game, off the left side. He gets a couple of yards out of the 22-yard line. The officials today, Kevin Olson, our buddy Kay Olson out of Raymond. Rodney Smith from Morrisonville. Brandon Kroll from Auburn. Charlie Wagner of Pena. And Scott McClure from Riverton. It was good to see Mr. Olson.
It was indeed.
Bianca will work from shotgun. Mullinex off his right shoulder, a 3-wide receiver set with 2 set up on the left side of the formation. Bianca will hand to Mullinex. Drew Stutter steps in the backfield, nowhere to go there. And the St. T defense shuts it down, might have lost a yard back at the 21. And, Carl, you're not going to be able to hesitate and dance in the backfield.
No, that's the one thing you never want to do, especially right in the middle of the field.
Going to set up 3rd and 9. 11 minutes for the opening quarter just underway. Bulldogs need their 30-yard line to move the chains. St. T crowding the line of scrimmage as Mullinex set up off the left side of Bianca, who works from shotgun. Fakes left, throws back right, Grandidier with the catch, and then the drop in the backfield. Are they going to say it was a lateral? No, incomplete pass as the ball bounced right up to Grandidier, but incomplete, and the Bulldogs will go 3 and out. That'll stop the clock with 10:40 for the first quarter. So 3 plays and just 1 yard gain for Staunton. And the dangerous electric Jacardia Wright set to return the punt for St. Teresa. This young man is fun to watch. The punt from Devin Ray, going to bounce at the 45, going to be picked up by Wright off the bounce straight ahead, and Staunton has it covered pretty well. As Jacardia gets into Staunton territory at the 41-yard line, and that's where St. T will start first and 10.
Definitely don't want to give him a good field position, but that's what has happened already. St. T, 60 points, a lot of games this year.
5 times they scored at least 60. Just impressive, no doubt about it. 30th playoff appearance, their 6th straight. First time they've been 2A since 2005. Here's Wright, hit in the backfield, and he gets to the 40 for a gain of 1. And Staunton's going to have to repeat,
the way to do it.
Wash and rinse that method right there.
Yep, get him before he gets going. You can get him down then.
They wrapped him up with the legs, and he lunged forward for a 1-yard gain. The problem is you can stop him 2 times, and then he busts the big one on you. You can stop him 9 times. And he busts a big one on you. Hogan going to keep it himself, spins away, and he is slowed down by Grandidier at the 36-yard line, a gain of 4. And here's an early third down opportunity for the Staunton defense. Going to be 3rd and about 5, be a long 5. They need the Staunton 30 for a first down. Ball marked just outside the Staunton 35. Jack Hogan from shotgun, with Wright just behind him. They will give to Wright. He will go left, tripped in the backfield, and they get him down. The ball is out. The ball is out. Does Staunton have it? They says they do, and the Bulldogs of Staunton have recovered. Nope, they did not. The Bulldogs of St. Teresa got it. Staunton was just jazzed up because they got the stop.
It's 4th down.
Looked like there were several white jerseys on it, but they could not corral it. but nonetheless, they had good penetration, Carlo, in the backfield.
Did indeed, and that's what we talked about, stopping right is hitting him before he gets going.
Lost 2 yards, back to the 38. It's going to be 4th and 8 at the Staunton 38, and it looks like the St. Teresa offense will stay on the field. Grandier was back ready to receive a punt. Now he will rush up into his safety position. It's a snap. Hogan rolling right, has a man, incomplete. And St. Teresa passes turns it over on downs. They were looking for Nicholas Velchek on the play. The pass was high, and that is the exact start that the Staunton defense needed right there, Carl, a 4 and out.
Kudos to the defense. They did definitely did their job as St. Teresa started on their own side of the 50 at the 40 and end up, you only gave them 2 total offensive yards.
Stuffed right on 2 consecutive rushes for him. Bulldogs start at their own 38. Bianco will fake the handoff. He's going to run right, and he is upended as he goes across the 40 to about the 42. He was head over heels there. Going to be a gain of 3. Set up 2nd and 7.
The
Staunton coaches told us when we were talking to him when we got on campus, Carl, that they have to score first or answer the first St. Teresa score. At least that's kind of been a recipe for Staunton this year. They get down, they've been down 14-0 on a number of occasions, and it gets away from them. But this is a really good start here. Scoreless ball game as the Bulldog defense sent St. Teresa 4 and out. Bianco from shotgun will hand to Molinex. Drew Molinex straight ahead, dragging the pile. Here, he has 21. A Staunton first down right near midfield. It'll be a gain of about 9 for Molinex as they will mark the ball.
Staunton 49, first and 10.
In front of the 50, so officially they'll be at the Staunton 49 and a gain of 8. The Staunton offense gets the initial first down of the ball game. Trip receivers to the right. Molinex, the tailback, lined up off the right of Bianco. Shotgun snap to Griffin. He will give to Molinex. Drew fighting, crosses the 50-yard line
Molinex
into St. T territory at the 48 and a gain of 3.
Also 7, Austin Fitzpatrick gain.
A sun-drenched field here at St. Teresa High School on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon. Staunton attacking the north end zone. An interesting complex here, really a nice bank of trees that is on the far side of the field. Gives an interesting look here with all the green leaves in late October. Bianco to throw, catch is made on the far sideline by Kyle Faber.
Passes
and it's a short gain, maybe
15,
just a 1 yard gain to the St. T 47.
Yeah, Kyle made the catch, but unfortunately the defender had him right wrapped up as soon as he did.
7:26 of the first quarter. Faber was knocked out of bounds.
Third and six
for the Staunton Bulldogs. Everybody on the offense checks their wrist for the play call as Bianco works from shotgun. Molinex off his left shoulder. Now he checks the sideline, gets his line reset. Shotgun snap to Bianco, hands to Molinex. Nothing doing. He is hit immediately. Might have lost the yard on the play. Certainly no gain. It's going to be 4th down. And about 6 for Staunton.
And
we'll see if they want to play field position here and punt or if they will get aggressive and go for it. These are the tough decisions for a coach. What does Zachary Ferguson want to do? Right now, the offense on the field. You have a chance to set the tone. They need the St. T 41 to keep the drive alive. 4th and officially 7. Bianco from shotgun, going to roll left. Has the blocking. Now he's in trouble. Unloads, and it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Rogers, and they will take over inside their own 40 at the 37. The interception there, Carl, not the worst thing.
Nope, actually helps him out as field position-wise. If he just drops that ball, they would have gained 10 more yards on the Bulldogs, on the Staunton Bulldogs.
Hard to tell the kid, though, to not pick it off.
So that just turns out to be a very short punt.
First down, CT on their own 39.
So the interception by Rogers. St. Teresa takes back over 1st and 10 at their 39-yard line officially. It'll be right running left. Gets through the initial surge. Still on his feet. A flag comes out. Jacardia Wright winds up at midfield with a first down, but this is in the area of offensive hold, and it is.
Yeah, he got a little momentum going that time, Tim, and you can see the difference. There's 3 tacklers had him, but they could not bring him down. So you just almost had to hit him in the backfield to be effective against him.
And if you go high, it's not going to end well. 6'2", 200 pounds, and his body fat content is low.
It is indeed.
10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul.
It's got the speed and the size. That's a diddly combination.
But on that first drive, Staunton did a nice job, as you said, Carl, getting him in the backfield. Kind of hit him before he can really get that motor going.
And so far, you can't beat it. He's two carries, negative one so far.
The ball is going to be spotted back at the 31-yard line. So it'll be first and 18 for St. Teresa. Shotgun snap to Hogan. Swings down to right, and he dropped it in the flat. Incomplete pass. He picked it up just in case it was a live ball, and he was circling around back inside the 15. Staunton's probably lucky it was an incomplete pass, because on that type of broken play, who knows what Wright would have done.
Yeah, you're right. Again, you don't want to let him be in that open field anytime you can avoid it.
Good start here for Staunton, almost halfway through the opening quarter. No score as Jacardia Wright going to come out to the right side of the formation. He is singled up over there. Now they'll motion him back across the formation, and they will give him the handoff, running left. And he has the corner and stays in bounds, and he tiptoes his way close to midfield.
I
think they will stop him or mark him out right around the 45-yard line of St. Teresa. And there's just the skill of Wright. Staunton had it covered well, all sorts of defenders over there, and he got past them all. He stepped out inside the 45 at the 43. That's a gain of about 12. And it's going to set up third down and 6. St. Teresa needs their 49 for a first down. Hogan from shotgun, right off his right shoulder. It will be a fake to right. Hogan on the quarterback keeper. He's shy of first down yardage across the 45 to about the 47. Gained 4, needed 6. And it's going to be fourth and short for St. T.
Yeah, you can see him going for it here, being right near midfield.
When you got a back like Jacardia Wright, you feel you can get 2 yards anytime. Can the Staunton defense get into the backfield and cause some trouble? David DeWeese, Blake Rutherford, and Nick Barcani on that defensive line. Molinix, Ryan Best, Devin Ray, Lucas Severs, Colin McBride are the backers. Tony Dittmeyer, Tyler Grandadier, and McCullough in the secondary. Here is Wright, hurdles a man, has the first down, and he is brought down at the 45-yard line. As Nicholas Barcani got him wrapped up, but not before Jacardia Wright gets the first down. It's a Staunton 45, a gain of 8.
Barcani makes the tackle, first down, Bulldogs.
5:44 for the opening quarter. Big fourth down conversion there for St. Teresa. Wright now will split out into the left slot. Empty backfield for Hogan and St. Teresa. Now Wright motions back the other way. They fake to him. Hogan looking deep. And the coverage is there. Flag, no. Nice coverage on the back end of that play from Staunton. It was Kyle McCullough.
A little tangling up going there. You could see where the flag might come into play, but did not.
Hand fighting on both sides there, so I guess they figured to cancel each other out.
Second and 10.
Ball at the Staunton 45-yard line. Four receiver set, right in the backfield off the left shoulder of Hogan. They move him all around the formations. He will take the handoff, run right through the initial line, and he is inside the 40, down to about the 37, gain of 8. And it's going to set up third and short.
Makes the tackle. Third and 1 for St.
St. Teresa has already converted a 4th and 2 on this drive, and Terry Toad has a WSMI game break. All right, thank you very much, Terry. 3rd and 2 for St. Teresa. And the shotgun snap to Hogan. The hand to right, straight up the gut. Has the first down, hit shortly thereafter. Grandadier comes to rip the ball out, but can't do it. And Wright takes it down to the 32, a gain of 5, and move the chains. Next snap will be the 8th play of the drive. 4:44 for the first quarter.
Fourth down play looking huge now, isn't it, Tim? Getting that first down back on their side of the midfield.
They stopped him on fourth down the first drive. St. Teresa got the fourth down conversion here in their second possession. Hogan will hand it off to Tyler Phillips, running left, getting some blocking, and now he's wrapped up. The ball is out. Staunton has it this time.
Big turnover.
We saw it last night with Wood River and Cronin, though, Carlos. The recipe is force some turnovers, then can you capitalize? Wood River was not able to capitalize.
Yeah, they got the one score, and that was on a actually big play, but Their game plan was that 3 yards in a cloud of dust, but they could not get enough first downs. Once they got near a red zone, they did not make it in.
The Bulldogs coming out offensively for their third possession.
Going to need to get some first downs here. Get something going.
Bianca will work from shotgun. Molenix off his left shoulder. Griffin's going to throw. Pressure coming, sets up the screen, but we got a flag before the snap.
Flag on the play.
Boy, that almost looked like it was set up pretty good there with a couple three blockers, too.
Yeah, when you got that screen set up, you want the defensive line to come through. Let's go to Terry Tote with the WSMI game break.
We have a dead ball foul off it.
That was fast.
That is fast.
It'll be a false start on Staunton, so that'll cost them 5 yards and move it back to the 20.
Yeah, you got to avoid those type of penalties when you're playing a big opponent. That's for sure.
So first and 15 for the Bulldogs. We are still scoreless, 4:23 for the opening quarter. Third offensive possession for Staunton. Bianca will hand to Molenix. Oh, and Drew almost had a big seam as he gets to the 23-yard line. Gain of three. It's going to be second down and long. Boy, he was one missed tackle away from breaking that for a nice chunk.
Yeah, Drew has 13 yards and six carries. He just hasn't had but one real big breakaway. That was a 9-yard gain. Need a few more of them.
Four receivers set for Staunton. Molenix is the tailback off the right side of Bianco, who works from shotgun. He came set. Now he looks to the sideline. Staunton will change the play. Clock rolling, 3:45 for the opening quarter. Bianco will hand to Molenix. Drew in the backfield, nowhere to go. He is stacked up and driven back. Forward progress hasn't stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain, and it's going to bring up third and about 12. Staunton needs their 35-yard line for a first down.
Maybe third down.
Molenix will be off the left side of Bianco now. Three receivers come to the left side of the formation. Everybody checking their wrists for the plays. Bianco takes the snap, third and 12. Has time, rolls to his left. Looking man, has a man caught at the 40. That is Yuri. Because check that, Castaldi down the sideline, out of bounds at the St. Teresa 40.
There's that big play that Staunton Bulldogs needed.
Out of bounds by
gain of 37. Oh, and Castaldi was wide open. They just lost sight of him right there. You're exactly right, Carl. That's the big play that the Staunton offense needed. Now can they finish it off?
That's the key.
3:01 for the first quarter. First and 10 at the St. Teresa 40. Bianco from shotgun. He will hand to Molenix. Drew Molenix hit right at the line and stopped there. Seth Gillespie with the stop. No gain on the play. It'll be second and 10. Clock running 2:50 for the first quarter.
No gain on the play.
And this is the start that Staunton needed here today.
Defense definitely showed up for this football game. They've done a good job.
Bianco again checks his left wrist for the play. A four receiver set, three on the right side of the formation. Bianco will fake to Molenix. He's in trouble. He will throw. That's a lateral, and it's going to go out of bounds. Nope, they're going to call it incomplete. That's a break for Staunton there. It'll be third and 10.
Connor Reynolds, it's third and 10 for.
After the long pass completion from Bianco to Castaldi, now Staunton finds themselves in a third and 10 situation. 2:27 for the opening quarter. No score in the ball game.
It's also a situation to get 5 to 7 yards. You can go ahead and go for it on fourth.
Three receivers to the right. Molenix in the backfield. Bianco straight back from shotgun. Rolls to his right now. Flag comes out. That's going to be on Staunton. Bianco going to look to turn the corner. Cannot do it. He is thrown out of bounds on the far sideline. And we'll wait and see on the penalty. This could be a situation where St. Teresa declines the penalty because it's going to be fourth and long.
Fourth. Plus he loses, I believe, about 5 yards, doesn't he?
Pretty close. Yeah, pretty close to it. Maybe four. So it'll be fourth and 14. You would think St. Teresa will decline this penalty.
There was a flag on the play.
Staunton at least flipped the field position with that long pass completion to Castaldi. Not able, though, to capitalize with any points.
Penalty against Staunton.
St. Teresa will decline it.
It's fourth down.
2:18 for the first quarter. Still no score. And Jacardi, you're right, going to wait back around his own 10-yard line for this punt from Devin Ray. Ray will stand at his own 45. Can they pin St. T deep? Ray, nice kick, angled away from right, and it's going to go out of bounds. Where will they step it off? At the 15, working towards the 20, and they will stop at the 20.
Sighted at the 20.
So it'll be first and 10 for St. Teresa at their own 20-yard line with 2:13 to play in the opening quarter. The Bulldog defense has done what they've needed to do here. They had a 3-and-out. I checked that it was a 4-and-out, and then forced a fumble on St. Teresa's third possession. A 3-and-out, an interception, and a fumble. No, the interception was on the St. Teresa defense.
St. Teresa had the pick. Oh, loose ball, but he got it. Wright's got it.
And Wright still loose, and that ball was kind of hanging out there like it was a loaf of bread. And he is brought down at the 20 for no gain on the play.
It was a little pitch, and the ball was actually just up in the air, tipped. And unfortunately, Wright got it in quick enough to make a little gain out of it.
He hasn't burned them yet.
Not bad. He has a 12-yarder and a couple of eights, but they have contained him, and that's containing someone. He's got 32 yards and six carries. That's actually doing a great job on this wonderful running back for St. Teresa. He's
lost
got
yards. Back to the 19. They will swing it out. Then the receiver slips, pass made the catch. Complete. That was Michael Less. And he is out across the 25 to about the 26. Gain of three. No, check that. Gain of seven on the play. It's going to set up third and short. About four. A minute 15 for the first quarter. Jack Hogan from the sideline into the huddle with the play.
Big third down here. I'm pretty sure if they can hold them good, they'll punt from that distance.
And their own 26-yard line. Staunton crowding the line. They will fake to right. It'll be Hogan on the quarterback draw. Makes a man miss. He's loose. Out across the 35, 40. At midfield, the Staunton 40. Has a blocker out in front at the 20. At the 10, at the 5. It's a touchdown.
Hit
Jack
burn.
Hogan on the quarterback keeper. They faked to right. Hogan took it himself for 74 yards.
And he just got by the line of scrimmage. And when the missed tackle is there, and he was the only one that could tackle him because the rest were looking at right, I do believe.
Great play fake. So it's a three-play, 80-yard drive on the 74-yard touchdown by the quarterback, Jack Hogan, and he showed the speed down the sideline. Now St. Teresa on for the extra point. Seth Gillespie for the try. It'll be Tyler Phillips to hold. Snap back. The hold is down. The kick is up through the south upright, and it is good. 45 seconds for the opening quarter. St. Teresa strikes first. They lead Staunton 7-0. You're listening to the opening round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI. All right. Thank you very much, T-Tote. An electric 74-yard touchdown from the quarterback, Jack Hogan, has St. Teresa out in front 7-0. As St. T gets themselves jazzed up before the kick, Carl, they clap their hands, they clap their thighs, they clap their hands, they clap their thighs, bouncing around, having a good time. Gillespie's kick, a high kick, going to be fielded at the 15-yard line by Jordan Rittenauer. And Jordan, a nice return. He is loose out across his 40-yard line. A good return down the far side of the field.
Out of bounds at the 36.
Where did he step out at? That's the question.
Correction.
I think they're going to mark him out around the 40, just inside the 40 at the 39, and that's where the Staunton Bulldogs will take over. First and 10, just 39 seconds for the opening quarter. And this is what the situation the Staunton coaches were telling us before the game. Can they answer the St. Teresa score? Bianco from shotgun will hand to Molinex. Drew hit in the backfield, fights hard to get to the 40-yard line for a gain of one. Half a minute for the opening quarter.
Maybe a gain of one.
Play clock not running yet. Play clock and game clock basically synced up, so Staunton will not need to run a play here if they so choose, but they are at the line ready to go. Four receiver set. They will motion the man, that is Favor. They will fake, play action. Oh, wide open! Castaldi caught. He's at the 20, and Wright gets him out of bounds. And just like that, Staunton into the Seavers Equipment red zone. Score big with Case IH at Seavers Equipment online at SeaversEquipment.com. Another big-time pass play.
Another big play and another great catch, and he was open.
Gain of 33. He's burned him twice. And the speed of Wright kept that from being a touchdown.
Yes, indeed. And that's really what the Bulldogs needed. They're in a tough spot here because you're in that red zone. You got to get this score.
Bianco, shotgun formation for the Bulldogs. Two receivers to the right, two receivers to the left. Molenix in the backfield. This will be the final play of the first quarter. Bianco keeps it himself, tries to bounce outside, and nowhere going. His forward progress is stopped after a gain of one, and that's how the first quarter will come to an end. After 12 minutes here in the opening round of the 2A playoffs, top seed St. Teresa 7, the 16-seeded Staunton Bulldogs nothing, but Staunton in a prime scoring position when we come back with the start of the second quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tito, thank you very much. And Carl, all things considered, a very good quarter for the Staunton Bulldogs.
It was indeed. I mean, it was an unfortunate touchdown that they gave up because that's the quarterback, not someone that should burn you for a 74-yard run, but too many players were zoned in on Wright, I do believe. And when one tackler missed Hogan, he was gone.
Can't blame him for being zoned in on Jacardia.
Well, you got to do it, yeah. It's one of those things you just have to do.
The big pass play, though, for the second time from Bianco to Castaldi has Staunton in a prime scoring position in the Seavers Equipment red zone. Three receivers to the left. Molenix in the backfield. Bianco from shotgun. Grandidier, the lone receiver, on the right side. Second and 10 at the 18. Bianco takes the snap. He's going to set up a little screen to favor. Kyle makes the catch, and he is in trouble. He is going to be thrown for a loss back behind the 20 at the 22, and that play just took too long to develop.
You're right there. It just took too long to develop, and by then the defense was all over it.
That'll be a loss of about four. It's going to be third and 13.
22.
Most likely four down territory here for the Staunton Bulldogs, trailing by a touchdown. 11 and a half minutes for the first half. Bianco looking to the sideline for the play, has it now. Three receivers to the right, one top side of the formation. Molenix in the backfield. Bianco straight back, has time. Now he's flushed. Oh, had a man, Castaldi didn't see him. Sees him late, underthrown, and picked off. It's going to be down around the 10, or to the 5, but now we're going to, I think, have a face mask penalty at the end. And Carl, Bianco just didn't see Castaldi soon enough.
No, he didn't, and then he just kind of threw way too late and way too high up in the air.
Like a face mask penalty against Staunton.
And that's an unfortunate face mask for Staunton because St. Teresa would have been pinned back inside their own 5-yard line. 11-11 for the first half. That'll be the second pick of the day against Bianco, and it's a face mask, personal foul variety on Staunton. So that'll be a 15-yarder instead of pinned inside their own five. They're going to come out just to inside the 20 at the 18-yard line.
First and 10, St.
So, again, it's up to the Staunton defense, and they got to come up big here if they want to try and keep in the game where they are right now.
So far, very similar to Woodiver last night, making good plays, but not enough scoring plays. Hand off to Wright, and he is wrapped up, and he will not get away. He reaches out across the 20, gets to the 21 for a gain of three. Good gain tackling that time from the Staunton Bulldogs to contain Jacardia Wright. It'll be second and 7, 10-50 for the first half.
Officially at the 21.
Eight carries now for Wright. 34 yards. They've done a good job on him. Unfortunately, quarterback has three carries, 82.
74-yard
yes.
Touchdown, the only score of the ball game. Four receiver set, Hogan from shotgun. He's going to pass. Oh, has pressure right up the middle, missed him. Now Hogan makes another man miss, and he will dance his way out close to the 22-yard line. He did a heck of a job to gain a couple of yards there when he could have been sacked for a big loss.
14, Devin Ray,
he got to the 24. It'll be a gain of around three and set up third and about four or five for St. Teresa. And these are the plays where the Bulldogs of Staunton have to be able to get off the field. Hogan from shotgun, right, will move to the right side of the quarterback in shotgun. four receivers. They will motion a man to the right side, so three receivers over there. Hogan rolling that way. He's going to look to throw late, and the catch is not made, dropped in out of the hands of Stanley Rogers, who was the motion man, and it'll be fourth and five.
Fourth down.
Should be punting time for St. Teresa. And again, this Staunton defense does the job.
Staunton defense comes up big, and now it's going to be up to, obviously, the offense. They haven't really got the running game going. They've had two huge pass plays. It's given them 70 yards just on those two plays, but they have not got a established the running game with Malinex.
Tyler Grandidier awaits the Seth Gillespie punt. Grandidier back at his own 40. Gillespie will punt from his own 10. It's a low kick, kind of off the side of his foot, going to hit on the St. Teresa side of the field. Grandidier will pick it up at his own 40, and he'll be down right there. St. T had that covered well.
Punt is fielded by seven. Grandidier.
And Terry Toad has a WSMI game break.
Tackled at the 39.
All right, thank you, Terry. It's just a fun day of high school football. All the action going on today across the state, and it's a beautiful day for this first-round playoff action. Staunton hanging tough, down seven. They have the football. Bianco going to run the option right. Will pitch late, and Mullinux is drilled back at the 35. St. Teresa was ready for that as Tyler Phillips with the stick and the stop. Loss of three.
Loss back to the.
And those slow developing plays, Carl, not going to work against this St. Teresa defense.
I think they have that type of defense. You got to have the plays much quicker. Like that screen pass cost them yards. That play, too, cost them about 3 yards.
It'll be second and about 14 for Staunton. They bring in everybody tight to the formation. Two receivers in the left and right slot. Now they will motion Grandidier. They will give to Grandidier on the end around. Tries to get outside, can't. Trying to fight away, and he will do all he can to get back to the line of scrimmage.
22 in on the tackle, also 15. Tyler.
No gain on the
play.
That play looked positive when Grandidier took the handoff, but St. Teresa closed the gap in a hurry. Third and 14, facing Staunton here at their own 35-yard line. 8.5 minutes for the first half.
Third down for Staunton.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Mullenix in the backfield as Bianco will put a man in motion. That is Favor. Bianco going to draw play to Mullenix, and St. Teresa ready for that. Nothing doing. Actually lost a couple yards back to the 33, and Staunton will have to punt.
It's fourth down for Staunton.
Clock running, approaching the 8-minute mark of the first half.
Offense has not got it into gear.
Devin Ray will punt, hopefully away from Jacardia Wright. He will angle it away from Wright, and it's going to go out of bounds right around the St. Teresa 35-yard line.
Around the 34.
And that's not a bad play at all.
I would take that play every time.
First down, St. Teresa.
Keeping the ball out of Wright's hands is a good decision anytime you can do it.
It's kind of like the Kyle Dixon effect for Carletonville.
Right.
Don't punt it to him.
You punt a nice 50-yarder, and he brings it back 70. That doesn't work well.
That's not good math there.
No.
Ball will be spotted inside the 35 at the 34.
Well, can the Staunton defense do it again? They've really done a great job in this football game. One play is really the only thing that's hurt him bad.
And it was a big one, a 74-yard touchdown from the quarterback, Hogan. Here's Jacardia Wright running left. Staunton tries to string it out, and Wright uses
Jacardia
nice balance
Wright
to get out
to
across the 40 to the 45-yard line.
Down.
Has a first down for St. Teresa and a gain of 11.
Yeah,
well, just a great individual effort.
That's his longest carry of the day, 40 up to 45 in 9 carries. They've held him. That's held him from the breakaways, but they haven't been able to totally stop him. We didn't think they would.
Right. And he just kind of squeezed through a really small opening right there, put his hand down on the turf to maintain his balance and pick up that first down. First and 10, St. Teresa at their own 45-yard line. Hogan from shotgun will fake to right. Hogan going to keep it himself on the draw. The ball is out. Staunton says they have it. Do they? Boy, this would be huge. The Bulldogs of Staunton got another turnover. They got
did.
It. Woo. Wow. Another fumble for St. Teresa.
That's two turnovers for St. Teresa, two picks for Staunton.
That's right, two fumbles for St. Teresa, two interceptions for the Staunton Bulldogs. Another opportunity for Staunton. 7-14 for the first half. They will start on the St. T side of the field at the 48. Got to capitalize this into a touchdown. Bianco from shotgun will fake to Molinex. Going to roll to his left. Looking down the field, nothing there. Now he's in trouble. Needs to get rid of the ball. He will not. He is sacked back on the Staunton side of the 50. And that's one you just got to throw that away.
Yeah, you're out of the pocket, and you can't find anybody. Just fire it down there and within 5 yards of your receiver, but just fire it down there.
Lost 4 yards on the sack. Clock running 6:50 for the first half. Staunton hanging tough, down just 7-0 to a St. Teresa team that has scored 60 or more points 5 times this year. They put 56 on Tuscola, who was state-ranked most of the year. Actually, all year. Bianco from shotgun will hand to Molinex. Drew dances at the line and fights hard to get to the 50. Gain of 2. Hard-fought yards for Staunton. Nothing easy against this St. Teresa defense.
It's 3rd and 13.
Gave up just a little more than 10 points per game, did St. T on the year. They didn't. Week one game against Downs Tri-Valley was their only close affair. Other than that, blowout city. 3 receivers to the right for Staunton. 3rd and 13. Bianco straight back in the pocket. He's surveying. Now he is flushed and in trouble. He will throw it away this time, coming back to the football, but out of bounds was Castaldi. And it's going to be 4th and long. Clock will stop on the incompletion with 5:49 for the first half. And Terry Toad has a WSMI game break. All right, thank you very much, Terry. As Staunton set to punt it away, 4th and 13 from midfield. Ray stands at his own 40. Oh, it's a fake, and he threw it behind his intended target, Colin McBride. And he might have rushed that throw a little bit, Carl.
He did definitely rush the throw, but I don't think the play was there either. Looking at it, the defense was actually in position to make a play.
He might have had somebody open more down the field, but the route he took was not going to get what they needed.
It wasn't going to get the yards they had to have anyway.
When you're on the road as the underdog, though, you have to take chances like that. They took the chance. It didn't work out. Now St. Teresa takes over right at midfield. This is where you have to look out for an explosive offense. 3 receivers to the left. Jacardia right in the backfield off the right shoulder of Hogan. They will give to right. He will run left. Turns it upfield, and he has close to first down yardage at the 40. Should be right at the sticks. Gain of 10, move the chains for St. Teresa. But he is so dangerous running wide left like that, or wide right, but man, when he gets out on the edge.
Yeah. Open field is the scary part.
5:39 for the first half of play. Kevin Olson will wind the clock. Sun-drenched field here at St. Teresa in Decatur. It's a gorgeous day for high school football. Hogan will hand to right. He will run right. Gets the edge. Oh, a great open field tackle made by Grandinier. Shuts it down after about 4 yards on the play down at the 37. What a great tackle.
It was. If it's not there, you might be looking at 6.
Ooh, man.
Second down.
Yeah, you bring, when you're singled up out on the edge and you see Jacardia Wright coming,
right,
it's a trembling situation.
If he doesn't get a good leg tackle on him, he might, like I say, he's probably gone for 6.
Wrap up those legs and just hold on for dear life. 2nd and 7. Shotgun snap to Hogan. He's going to pass. Looking in zone for Les, and it is dropped. He had a step on his defender, Kyle McCullough. Ball was a little bit behind Michael Les, and it'll be 3rd and 7. So another 3rd down spot here for the Staunton defense. They've done a good job in these spots today. This will probably be 4 down territory for St. Teresa.
They're already in 4 down territory here. So they could just decide to give 2 shots to right, and you're almost guaranteed that yardage.
No matter what the down and distance is, that's never a bad play. Right off the right shoulder. Oh, he fumbled. He dropped the handoff. I think St. Teresa got back on top of it. And they did. It'll be 4th down. And some sloppy ball control here for St. Teresa.
Had a few miscues that weren't even totally turnovers, but
the start in 39.
Boy, this game really does have the same feel to the one we saw last night with Carlinville and Wood River, doesn't it, Carl?
It does indeed.
And St. Teresa wants to take a timeout. They lost 1 yard on the play. It'll be 4th and 8 at the Staunton 38. St. Teresa 7, the Staunton Bulldogs nothing. You're listening to the opening round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI. Terry Toad, thank you so much. And the Staunton Bulldogs hanging tough. Their defense has a 4th and 8 right now. And the St. Teresa offense appears to be back on the field at the Staunton 38. Jacardia Wright split out wide to the left. Staunton has two defenders committed to him. Hogan from shotgun will take the snap. Has time. Sets over the middle. Caught. Loose. Touchdown. Michael Less had first down yardage. Touchdown, the tackle was missed. And Less gets into the end zone for the 38-yard touchdown.
Hogan,
on 4th and 8. At the 4:12 mark of quarter number 2.
Pass play,
a 50-yard drive after Staunton failed on their fake punt. The defense, though, had a chance to get off the field right there. Couldn't do it. Now St. Teresa lines up. Looks like they will be kicking their extra point, Gillespie, into the north end zone. Phillips will hold. The right-footed Seth Gillespie. Snap is high. Phillips gets it down. The kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is inside the right upright. 4:12 for the first half. St. Teresa strikes again. A 38-yard touchdown on 4th down from Hogan to Les. St. T, 14. Staunton, nothing. We're back with the St. Teresa kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Gillespie drives it deep, fielded by Favor on a bounce, and he will get out to about the 32, and he is crunched out there by the kicker, Gillespie. You don't see that every day.
No. He was commenting on the, Schmidt on the Carnville kicker. He needs to put some weight on now that he's got to make plays.
He's a soccer player who had to make a tackle last night. Gillespie was a football player running down to make that play. He was seeking out the contact.
Yeah, you love to have that out of your kicker, don't you?
1st and 10 at Staunton's own 33-yard line. 4:08 for the first half. Bianco from shotgun in a four-receiver set. Will hand off to Molinex, and Drew, not much there. It's been tough sledding for Drew Molinex today against the St. T defense. Gain 2 to the 35.
Tough sledding indeed. That is his 13th carry, and he only has 14 yards.
Correction, 2nd and 9.
Inside of 4 minutes for the half. Staunton got the football first, so St. Teresa will get it to start the third quarter. Staunton needs something out of this drive. Shotgun snap low. Bianco picks it up off the turf, and he is going to be sacked back around the 30-yard line. Getting in there was Denham Cook, and it's going to be 3rd and long. Down at the 27 and a loss of 8. And Cook got through that line quickly that time. Bianco really had nothing to do, nowhere to go.
Yeah, we commented that he could have threw a pass away before that time. He had no chance.
No. Three receivers come to the right side of the formation for Staunton. Molinex, the only back, as Bianco will operate out of shotgun. Inside of 3 minutes for the first half, a 2-touchdown lead for St. Teresa. They will keep it on the ground with Molinex. A little bit of daylight, and Drew gets it out close to the 35-yard line. Gets those 8 yards lost on the sack back. But it's going to be 4th down and long, and the Staunton Bulldogs will have to punt. Coach Zachary Fergan has to love the way his kids are competing, though, in this first half. When you come in against a powerhouse like St. Teresa, 14-0, not too shabby, and they've had some scoring opportunities.
Had some opportunities, got in the red zone.
Ray, a line drive kick and a bounce at the 35. Wright will field it at the 25 on a bounce. Gets a block at the 35, 40, and he will be game tackled down at the 45. It takes multiple shirts to get him down, and Staunton had three of them right there.
Really good coverage by Staunton, but the dangerous Wright makes a lot of yards out of that.
Returns it back to the 45-yard line. And that just kind of feels like an average return for him, normal. Can the Staunton defense keep St. Teresa out of the end zone here at the end of the first half? Crucial with St. T getting the football to start the second half. Wright in the backfield, the lone back. He will be off the right shoulder of Jack Hogan, the junior quarterback who got the scoring started with a 74-yard touchdown run. He's going to pass here. Airing it out, right side, and it is incomplete. Good coverage on the play. A little too good. The flag comes out late. Tony Dittmeyer had the coverage, and there was definite contact down there with Tyler Phillips, and that'll be pass interference on Staunton.
Staunton was 8, Tony Dittmeyer.
So far we've had a few close plays like that where it seems like you could call an interference on offense or defense, but that time it looks like they got the defense.
That was right on the Staunton sideline. They didn't like the call too much, but there was definite contact there.
Flag did come out late. I think that's part of it, too. It's like the play is already over, and then the flag came.
Coaches never like that late flag. So they will step off the penalty from the St. Teresa 45 and wind up at the Bulldog.
Pass interference.
40.
Moves the ball to the Staunton 40.
And you know, if you interfere actually did your team a favor rather than let him catch the ball. Because it would have been a lot bigger game.
You're exactly right. Not the worst penalty for Staunton.
No.
Because he almost still caught it with one hand. Hogan going to swing it out to right. Has blocking up the field. Oh, just tripped up. A touchdown-saving tackle. I think it was Dave DeWeese who got a shoelace and got him down.
Surprised he got him down with that.
Player, first and 10,
he had a full head of steam working there. And if DeWeese doesn't get that shoelace, it's a touchdown. Down at the 25. Gain of 15. It's always different, Carl, when you're calling a game where the teams have the same nickname.
Yes, I know.
So St. Teresa, shotgun snap away to Hogan. Surveys the field, has time, rolls to the right, looking in zone, and it is, caught by Phillips. Is he in? Yes, touchdown. Grenadiers coverage couldn't have been any better. The throw and catch from Hogan to Phillips was just indefensible, a 25-yard touchdown.
That play covers 25 yards for a safety touchdown.
Nothing you can do about that if you're Tyler Grenadier.
No, he's right there. In fact, I thought he got a little shove by the offensive guy, which kept him from getting to the ball.
Winds up being a two-play, 55-yard drive with the pass interference penalty. Now Gillespie on for the extra point try. That comes at the 100-second mark of the first half. Snap back, hold down. Gillespie's kick north is good. Into the trees, beyond the end zone. And with a minute 40 for the first half, St. Teresa strikes again. They lead Staunton 21-0. You're listening to the opening round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI. Gillespie's kick straight down the heart of the field. It'll be fielded by Kyle Favor just outside the 20. He bounces outside, has a little space at the 35-40, and dives out across the Staunton 45. A nice return for the Staunton Bulldogs with a minute 33 for the first half, and their offense has just not been able to get anything going. But, Carl, that's more a product of this St. Teresa defense than anything else.
Well, true. St. Teresa's defense has handled Melnick since he's only picked up a few yards in this game and a lot of carries. But they've had two big plays. They're just all in the passing game, but you got nothing consistent by the Staunton team so far.
This St. Teresa defense has handled all 9 opponents they've played so far this year. Of course, the champions of the Central Illinois Conference. Hand off to Mullenix, fighting hard. Yeah, he gets to midfield. Gain of 4, and that's 15, really the most Kyle daylight Phillips, he's had all day.
Will Jamison make the tackle?
Yeah, there just hasn't been but a couple three good runs for him, and the rest of the time he's been hitting the backfield.
A minute 15 for the first half, a 21-0 St. Teresa lead, and Staunton wants a timeout to talk it over. You're listening to the first round of the 2A playoffs on WSMI-FM 106. Tim Myers, Carl the Bar back here at St. Teresa High School. The great T-Tote back in our WSMI studios producing this afternoon's playoff action. Terry will have some halftime scores coming up for us here once we get to intermission. 21-0, St. Teresa leads Staunton. A full day of playoff football across the state. Bianco from shotgun on 2nd and 6. He will keep it himself, runs left, makes a man miss, and he has first down yardage into St. Teresa territory at the St. T 43-yard line. Gain of 7. Move the chains. The clock will stop with 68 seconds for the first half. So back-to-back plays really feels like the biggest plays on the ground Staunton's had all half.
It probably was, where they got a first down on just 2 running plays.
Had 2 big pass plays, but the ground has been tough sledding. Shotgun snap low. Bianco digs it out. Rolls to his right. Nobody open. Now he will throw short and incomplete, looking for Favor, but it was well covered over there by Austin Fitzpatrick. 51.8 seconds for the first half. 2nd and 10.
Second down for Staunton.
And Bianco has been flushed out of the pocket a number of times here in the first half. But when he's done it, the secondary coverage for St. Teresa has been very tight.
It has. We see why they're a number one seed for one and undefeated teams. Great defense by St. Teresa.
Bianco from shotgun, a four-receiver set. He will motion favor, and they will hand it off to Mullenix. Drew Mullenix gets the inside the 40, down to the St. Teresa 38, a gain of four, and the clock will run, and Staunton will take a timeout. 43.1 seconds for the first half. Staunton looking to get on the scoreboard. St. Teresa leads 21-0. We'll come back to Decatur following these messages on WSMI. A critical third and six for Staunton at the St. Teresa 38-yard line. Just 43 seconds for the first half. Staunton down three touchdowns. They're hanging tough here this afternoon on a gorgeous day in Decatur. Tight formation. Everybody bunched in, and Staunton moved. Left guard flinched.
Yeah. We had a good view of that one right down the line.
5 yard penalty.
Not what you want to do, obviously.
And they got Robert Buffington on the false start there, so that'll push the football back to about the 43-yard line.
Would have been a great time to get the other team to jump, but not yourself.
Hard count was so good, he got his own guy.
Yeah.
Third and 11 now. Again, that tight formation. Shotgun snap to Bianco. Has a little bit of time. Now he's flushed and in trouble. He'll have to unload and incomplete.
Pass is incomplete.
Bearing down on him that time was Connor Reynolds. And it will be fourth down and 11. Clock will stop on the incompletion with 36 seconds for the first half.
Yeah, it seems like once he rolls out, the defense just comes in on every player. And, of course, he's only can throw to this side of the field when he's rolling out that way to the right side or to the left side. So it just seems like they know once he rolls out, they're all coming in at him, and he's pretty much had to throw it away or taken a loss.
Hard to get a lot on your throws when you're rolling out, too.
Yeah, you can't get deep anymore.
Ray, a nice high punt again, kicked away from right, almost kicked it over the fence. Actually, he did kick it over the sideline fence, and they're going to step it off all the way out across the 25 at the 27.
27, first and 10, St. T.
Then you got to worry about St. T's passing game. It's had some big flashes, too, and opportunities.
This is a must-stop situation for Staunton, obviously. Half a minute for the first half. You're down 21-0. You cannot give up a touchdown here with St. Teresa getting the football to start the third quarter. We've seen a couple of big pass plays from St. Teresa. A 38-yard touchdown from Hogan to Michael Less. A 25-yard touchdown from Hogan to Tyler Phillips. First touchdown came on a 74-yard run from the quarterback, Hogan. They will hand to right, Jacardia Wright, straight up the gut, out across the 30, still on his feet, and he'll be brought down at the 32. Gain of around five, and St. Teresa will not use a timeout. They're going to let the clock run here, it looks like. And yeah, they might be happy just to let that be the first half. They're walking towards the sideline.
Looks to be. Well, you hold Jacoby Wright to 63 yards and 13 carries. You actually did your job there.
Absolutely. You can't do much better than that in a half for a young man who has 1,600 yards and 36 touchdowns. But the powerful St. Teresa Bulldogs lead the Staunton Bulldogs at the half 21-0 here in the opening round of the Class 2A playoff. We'll take a break. When we come back, Terry Tote will have some halftime scores on WSMI. Terry Tote, thank you very much. Both teams back on the field now, and as Terry said, a 21-0 lead for St. Teresa. And Carl, offensively for Staunton, they had some good field position in that first half. Never got into the Seavers Equipment red zone. You can always score big with Kubota in Auburn and Jerseyville online at SeaversEquipment.com. They got close a couple times, could not enter, but no points on the board, and boy, everything on the ground was tough.
Everything on the ground was very tough. Staunton Bulldogs rush for only 24 yards in that half officially. That's taking in some quarterback sacks, but that's with 20 total carries. So not a formula to win. 20 carries, 24 total yards. Drew Molnax had 16 carries, only 30 yards. He just had tough sledding there for a long time. A lot of negatives you see and ones and zeros. He had a few good breaks, but the longest run he had was just 9 yards and followed up by an 8-yarder. Passing game, two big plays. And that's they just no consistency to the Staunton's offense because they've had two big plays, so they passed four, a total of 67 yards. That's four out of 12 with two picks, giving the Bulldogs 91 total yards of offense. Enough to score on, but unfortunately they didn't put it all together.
Very similar to Wood River against Carletonville last night, where Wood River forced two first-half turnovers, just like Staunton did, but they weren't able to capitalize it into points. And then, just like Carletonville last night, big plays offensively for St. Teresa. 74-yard touchdown run, a big fourth-down conversion led to a 38-yard touchdown, and then a 25-yard touchdown as well. The first touchdown pass from Hogan to Les. The second one went to Phillips. Other than those three big plays, the Staunton defense really did a nice job in that first half of containing this explosive offense that has scored at least 60 points five or more times. And that's just how good Jacardia Wright is. They held him in check, but he's still on pace for a buck 30.
He is. Like I say, they did a good job. They did what they probably set out to do, and he did not score on them. They did. You got to remember, he averaged three touchdowns a game. So they've done exactly what they shot out to do. He's got 13 carries, Wright does, for 63 total yards. But then his quarterback has that 74-yard run. He has 84. He leads the team in rushing, giving St. Teresa 147 yards rushing. Then you throw in, like you was mentioning, those touchdown passes to Les and also to Tyler Phillips. Ends up with 84 yards in the air. They're 4 out of 9. 84 total yards passing, 231 offensive yards compared to 91 of Staunton. That's usually the difference in a scoreboard. Well, there it is, 21 zip.
Absolutely. Staunton had the football eight times in the first half. They punted five times, picked off twice, ran a fake punt that didn't work out for them. St. Teresa also had the football eight times in the first half. Those three touchdowns, turned it over on downs once, fumbled twice, punted once, and then had that half or the possession at the end of the half where they just ran one play and then let the clock run out. Staunton will be kicking off to start the third quarter here in Decatur at St. Teresa High School. Glad you're along here on WSMI FM 106, online at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Of course, we'll have Carletonville in the second round next week. They will either be hosting Vandalia or on the road at Paxton to take on Paxton Buckley. Load up, and we'll have live coverage of Carletonville next week. Terry Toad has a game break for us after Staunton kicks off here to start the third quarter, as Devin Ray has it teed up at the 40, and he is set to go in the third quarter from St. Teresa High School underway. It's a low line drive kick through the wickets of one of the return men, now picked up off the bounce by Joey Staub, and Staub returns it out shy of the 40. Let's go to Terry Toad with the WSMI game break. Thank you, Terry, and who knows, Carl, but Murrow Forsyth and St. Teresa could be on a collision course.
They could indeed. And that would be a game to see.
First to 50 wins. Two high-powered offenses there, but, you know, in a game like that, they've both got elite defenses too, so it might not be
right. First
to 50. That'll be a heck of a ball game if we get it. Hogan from shotgun, going to set up a little wide receiver screen. I think that's Les on the catch. Good job by the Staunton defense to swarm to the football, and he gets out across the 40 to the 41 for a short gain of three. Carletonville already into the second round out of the South Central Conference. We'll have live coverage of their second round game next week here on FM 106. Pena was leading their first round matchup as well. Here's Jacardia Wright straight up the gut, lowers his shoulder, and Staunton stops him shy of the first down yardage by a yard. He's out to the 49.
49.
It's about
49.
The 49. He's going to be a yard shy. Third and about one. And do we want a measurement here? Possibly. Nope, they will say first down. No measurement required. It's the first down marker was just inside the 50. And that's where Jacardia got the football to. Staunton has contained him for the most part. One of the best tailbacks in the entire state. They play action to him. Hogan has time, looks deep, has a man. It is caught into the end zone. Touchdown, Nicholas Belchek for the touchdown. A three-play touchdown drive to start the second half. Three plays, 62 yards.
A play covered 51 yards.
Comes at the 11:01 mark of the third quarter.
And you just wonder, the Staunton defense, which played a great first half and really just had to be out in the field way too much. Tim, how much did that wear them down going into the second half?
Yeah, the big play capability is real and legit for St. Teresa. Three plays, 62 yards, a 51-yard touchdown pass. 51-second drive, and Gillespie's kick is good. 28-0, St. Teresa leading the Staunton Bulldogs, 11:03 for the third quarter. Back to Decatur following these messages on WSMI. That didn't take long.
Did not at all. Of course, it was third and, what, three or four, and sure enough, they hit the big one. Again, a 51-yard touchdown, and big plays. That's let's see, about the fourth of that caliber. He had a 74-yard run, a 51-yard pass, a 38-yard pass, and a 25-yarder.
Kickoff failed by Jaden Rittenauer, and another nice return for Rittenauer. He gets out across the 30 to about the 32, maybe the 33, and that's where the Staunton Bulldogs will start. First and 10, 10:58 for the third quarter. Ball going to be marked at the 33. Yeah, St. Teresa has touchdowns of 74 yards. That was a rush by Jack Hogan. And then three touchdown passes, 38 yards, 25 yards, 51 yards. And at least two of those touchdown passes either on third or fourth down.
Yeah, well, the fourth down one obviously was kind of a killer there in the first half.
Bianco will hand to Molinex his first seam of the day. He has a first down slung to the turf by Jacardia Wright out near midfield. Finally, some daylight for Molinex.
Yeah, Molinex deserved it. He was grinding out some tough yards all first half.
Got 17 on that carry. After how many in the first half on all those carries?
Only 30. 30 on 16 carries, so under 2 yards an average.
That'll help the average. Had a hole off the right side there. Four receiver set for Staunton. They will give to Molinex again. Another hole again, and Molinex has a first down. So back-to-back gashes for this Staunton offense as Molinex is down inside of the 40 at around the 38. We'll call that again a 12.
For Staunton.
Back-to-back first downs on the ground for Drew Molinex. 10.5 minutes for the third quarter. Four receiver set. Molinex off the right shoulder of Bianco. They will fake to Molinex. Griffin going to keep it himself. Runs right. Stays in bounds as he tiptoes the sideline. Nice gain on first down for Bianco. He's going to be right around the 25. Let's check that. Going to be around the 33. Gain of 5. So a nice gain on first down. Second and 4. For Staunton. Molinex off the left shoulder of Bianco this time as Griffin from shotgun takes the low snap, hands to Molinex, and Drew runs right into the heart of the St. Teresa defense. Got maybe one. Looks like a gain of 1 down to the 32. That's going to set up third and around 3, 10 minutes for the third quarter.
To the Bulldog 31, maybe
sun's
32.
Still out here on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon in Decatur. Far cry from the rain-soaked field we had last night in Carthenville. Blue skies and sunshine today. Third and 3 for Staunton in the all-white look tonight, or today with the red helmets. St. Teresa, the blue jerseys, orange pants, orange helmets. Molinex hit in the backfield. The ball comes out, and I think St. Teresa got on top. They did. Third turnover of the afternoon for the Bulldogs, their first fumble. And St. Teresa will take over first and 10 outside their own 35. Let's go to Terry Tote with the WSMI game break. All right, Terry, thank you so much. And Maura Forsythe just seems to have a ticket booked to the state championship every year, seemingly.
Almost get the free pass, it seems like.
The pitch to right, cuts it back inside, bounces outside to the left, all the way across the field, and he's loose across midfield inside the Staunton 45.
To the Staunton 42.
They'll have him down at the Staunton 42. We got a flag.
Flag back near midfield.
It's a hold, yeah, so that won't take away all the yardage. At the line of scrimmage was the 38, the flag resting at about the St. Teresa 49. And that's a hold where Wright probably didn't need it.
Probably didn't need it at that point, you're right. So they'll gain 11 yards, but then they'll lose 10 on the hold.
Holding against St. Teresa.
So they will step that off from the St. Teresa 49, wind up at the 39.
At the St. T 39.
And it costs Wright about 12 yards. 9:24 for the third quarter. 28-0 St. Teresa. They scored three plays into the second half to take that four-touchdown lead. Hogan comes under center for the first time today. Hands it off to the fullback, Staunton was ready for that. Stanley Rogers, not much room. Crosses the 40 to the 41, gain of two.
51, Dave DeWeese makes the tackle.
That could be a sneaky play when you're concerned about Wright getting outside of the receivers.
It can be.
Little fullback slip. Inside of 9 minutes for the third quarter. Second and six for St. Teresa. Hogan will come back under center. Wright is the deep back. They will pitch to Wright. He will cut it back inside, fighting hard. Five shirts. Grandidier lifted up off of his feet. Wright finally on the ground at the St. Teresa 49 for an impressive 8-yard gain. That was almost a rugby scrum trying to get him down.
And like I say, I give Staunton defense a lot of credit in this game. They have done a good job of tackling over and over again. Big plays, though, have burned them bad.
And no matter the level of football, when the offense can't score, it just makes it that much harder on
right.
the defense.
Well, if they would have held the ball more, obviously that offense wouldn't have scored on them as much.
Hogan back under center, hands it right away, dropped the ball, and he's going to be brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Again, St. Teresa puts the football on the turf. They get on top of it this time. Blake Rutherford made the stop. And St. Teresa is going to have to clean that up as their postseason run continues.
It doesn't seem, and we, of course, have not seen them this year, but it seems like they play pretty sloppy football with dealing with the ball sometimes.
They fumbled it twice in the first half, put it on the ground there. Fortunate to recover.
Yeah, at least twice they put it on the ground that they haven't lost it, but it's cost them play.
Yeah, and that's not a recipe for success the deeper you get into postseason. Hogan rolls to the right, has two receivers, and miscommunication there goes off the shoulder pad of Stanley Rogers. And that was not what they were looking for there. Belichick and Rogers both in the same area.
Something wrong on that particular pass, be it one of the yellow receivers.
7:40 for the third quarter. The winner of this game will get either Athens or El Dorado in the second round. If Athens were to spring the upset, then they would host that second round game if it's Decatur St. Teresa. We'll get a WSMI game break after this third and 14 snap for St. Teresa from their own 46-yard line. Hogan will motion right. He's going to pass. Going to swing it out to Jacardia in the flat. Staunton has it covered, and they get right out of bounds around midfield. Let's go to Terry Tote with the WSMI game break. All right, thank you very much, Terry. And Athens 2A this year, of course, mentioned they will get the winner of this game if they could advance on, but they've been 1A for a good number of years.
Got bumped up to one spot, huh?
Always the smallest school in that powerful Sangamo Conference, and it serves them well. They have no trouble competing there. Almost beat Maroon Forsyth this year, the only team that can say that, almost. Here's Gillespie's punt. It will bounce at the 20. Grandidier's going to let it go. Oh, it takes a St. Teresa roll inside the 10, down to the 5, and now it will come to rest at the 4. Great punt from Seth Gillespie. And the Bulldogs of Staunton pinned deep at their own 4. Not the part of the field they want to be.
No. Not where a inconsistent offense. Now, they did show a little offense there. Nice little drive on the running game last series, but then the turnover did them in.
Fighting the line in football today as well. They're over in College Park, Maryland. First time they've ever played the Maryland Terrapins. Live coverage right now on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Staunton from shotgun. Oh, they will give to Favor on the little sweep play, and he's close to the end zone. Did he get out? Nope. Safety. That was a dangerous play from inside your own 5 against the St. Teresa team. It's now 30-0. And you just saw Favor getting strung out, looking for that seam, trying to turn the corner, but too many St. Teresa defenders in his path. He could not get the edge.
Yeah, we've noticed a good size and good speed of the St. Teresa defense. Getting around the edges has not worked for Staunton Bulldogs in any play.
Boy, when you pin a team inside their own 5, that's exactly what you're looking for, is the safety. And the great punt from Gillespie got the great roll to pin it at the 4. And then on the first offensive snap for Staunton, they run a sweep that ends in the safety. Now it'll be a free kick. Safeties are rare, Carl. We saw one last night. Yeah. See one here.
Well, did we see any before the playoffs? I'm thinking not.
I don't think so.
At least in any of the games we broadcasted, there was no safety. Getting the playoffs, we've had one every game.
So the Bulldogs will tee it up at their own 20-yard line, and Jacardi Wright waiting back at his own 25-yard line. Don't kick it to him. Here goes Devin Ray. He kicks it away from Wright. That is smart. Going to be fielded by Joey Staub. He's to midfield, and no more. Driven back. Nice stick made there by Ryan Best.
And if you think about it, Tim, we should have seen three already this year. He's Dalton Woodriver. The punter had the ball, dropped it in the end zone, brought it out, which gave the Cavaliers the ball first and goal.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
Could have took a safety, but no, he's going to take that 38 yards.
We have, I believe, an injury on the field right now. 7-10 for the third quarter, 30-0. St. Teresa with the lead. We'll come back to Decatur following these messages on WSMI. Thank you, Terry. And Blake Rutherford, the injured Staunton player, he's able to walk off under his own power, just takes his hat off and slowly walks to the sideline. That's good to see. St. Teresa takes over at the Staunton 49-yard line, leading 30-0 following that safety. Hogan from shotgun will give to Jacardi Wright. Oh, what a move in the backfield. Makes another man miss, and he will get with a dive down to about the Staunton 42, a gain of 7. But, Carl, he put on a couple of moves right there.
Yeah, we know it's any second now. He might break one. Giving the Staunton Bulldogs defense a lot of credit for what they've done against him.
He's got a blue glove on his right hand, a white glove on his left hand, a blue leg sleeve on his left leg, no leg sleeve on his right leg. So he knows how to look good when he plays, too.
He's a styling.
That's the old saying, Carl. You look good, you play good. And he plays very good.
He's a good blocker there.
Here's Hogan. Flush. Open is Velchek, and he overshot him. Boy, he was wide open. It would have been a touchdown for Nicholas Velchek, but just a little bit too tall.
And that pass would not have been a chance, but Wright really laid on a great block on the Bulldog, saved his quarterback.
Yeah, Hogan has had time in the pocket, and even when he's gotten outside the pocket, he has the ability to extend that play with his legs. Third and three for St. Teresa at the Staunton 42. 6.5 minutes for the third quarter. Hogan from shotgun will hand to Jacardia. Wright straight ahead has the first down
Nothing
at the Staunton 35.
That was an entire, that was like the, well, the end zone over here, a concrete wall. And he went right through it.
Yeah, there's a concrete retaining wall in the back corner of the south end zone.
Did you see any hole?
No, there was nothing.
Staunton
there.
Brought everybody, had it totally blocked in, and he just plowed through it somehow.
As Staunton starts to get worn down here as the second half moves along, boy, he's going to deliver the punishment.
And, you know, he don't carry the ball this much. He has 110 carries for the year.
Here's Jacardia. Goes left, goes airborne inside Jacardia, the 30, right, the down to about the 27, and he's taking about 8 yards a clip now.
And that'll put him over the 100-yard mark. Let's see. Give him 703 yards for the game in 20 carries. Now, like I say, he had 110 carries all year, and he didn't average no 20 a game.
Didn't have to.
No. He's usually out. Exactly. He's usually not playing in the third and fourth quarter.
Exactly right. 30-0, St. Teresa leading, second and three, right the tailback. Hogan comes under center now. They will pitch to right. He will cut it back inside. Jacardi is loose into the Severs recruitment red zone and into the end zone for the touchdown.
It was only a matter of time, wasn't it? And that was just wearing down the defense. You got to say that was them wearing the Staunton defense down.
Absolutely.
Jacardi Wright.
27-yard touchdown at the 5:25 mark of the third quarter. He was into the Severs recruitment red zone. You can score big at Severs, mow like a pro with Xmark, Hustler, and Ferris online at SeversEquipment.com. He wasn't there for long.
No.
Just passing through. Thank you very much.
Very quickly. As they have been all game long. Big plays have been their touchdowns, hasn't it? The shortest is the 25-yard pass.
That's exactly right. Gillespie on for the kick. Oh, the snap is low, so Phillips is going to tuck it and run it. He has the corner, and he has the two-point try. 38-0, St. Teresa now leads the Staunton Bulldogs, 5:25 for the third quarter. Back with the St. T kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Staunton hung tough for the better part of the first half, but it's getting wobbly now.
It is indeed, and like I say, they wore that defense down. It's played a very good game. If their offense could have drug out some of those first downs like they did in that one drive and put them together and make a drive or two, it would have been a big difference.
Here's Rittenour on the return. He is slammed shy of the 30. Big time lick laid out there. Get him cooked.
And you can see the St. Teresa team's feeling the oats of every play now. They're all excited. Staunton's on the other end of this. They've lost a lot of heart in this game.
Yeah, the momentum has definitely turned on them. And as you mentioned, you can only keep it up for so long without getting points on the board. The offense back at it now at their own 28-yard line. From shotgun, Bianco fakes it inside, going to carry it out across the 30, shy of the 35 to the 34, a gain of 6.
And you know, they had a good drive going early in this third quarter, but the turnover did them in. That was one of their first drives where they just put a lot of good runs together.
And this game was scoreless for most of the first quarter. St. Teresa didn't get on the board until there was 45 seconds to play, and that was a 74-yard touchdown run. And during that quarter, Staunton had a couple of golden opportunities with good field position and a couple of nice drives. They just couldn't finish them off. They swing it out to Grandidier, I believe, and he's got nowhere to go. No gain on the play.
Tyler Grandidier.
Going to be third down and about 5 for the offense of Staunton. 4.5 minutes to play in the third quarter.
Third and 6.
St. Teresa will get the Athens El Dorado winner next week. If it's El Dorado, they will host. If it's Athens, they will travel.
Who was winning that game?
It was scoreless after one, Terry told us, yes. On the ground, Bianco gets to the 35, maybe the 36, and no more. Shy of the line to gain, they'll give him the 35 and a pickup of 1. And Terry Toad has a game break. All right, thank you very much, Terry. 4th and 4, Staunton is going to go. And Carl, interesting, Paxton Buckley-Lota a 14-0 lead. And, of course, if that score were to hold its early, that's where Carlinville would go next week.
Carlinville would go, and we learned that was north of Champaign.
That's right.
About 30 miles, I believe, north of Champaign.
And we'll find a way to get there one way or the other, won't we?
No highway, it's just 30 miles north. You just got to, yeah.
Timeout taken on the field here at 3:38 for the third quarter. St. Teresa leading Staunton 38-0 here in the opening round of the 2A playoffs. Back to Decatur following these messages. Nothing to lose if you're Staunton here, Carl. 4th and 4, down 38. It's your own 35. No reason not to go.
No reason not to. Probably go to the air.
4 receiver set. Mullenix is the tailback off the right shoulder of Bianca, who operates from shotgun. He will look to throw. Has time. Slant. It's caught by Grandidier. He has a first down. Pass hauled down by Jacardia Wright at the St. Teresa 35-yard line. From the 35 to the 35, a gain of 30.
Their
third big pass play, Carl.
They have 3 good pass plays. Just can't put enough of them together.
So a new set of downs, big 4th down conversion there for Staunton. Can they find a way to get on the scoreboard?
21-0 also in the first half.
4 receiver set, Mullenix the tailback. Bianco from shotgun. He's going to look deep, has a man, Grandidier. Oh, incomplete. Passes at the 10-yard line right through his hands. And Grandidier mad at himself.
Boy. Was he going to be in bounds, though, Tim? I didn't have a great view. It looked like kind of like he might have had to step out of bounds to make the catch.
Yeah, it was on the far side of the field, tough to tell. But the way Grandidier reacted as he smacked his hands against his own helmet, he thought he could have maybe caught the ball and stayed in bounds. But Wright was closing, so he probably wouldn't have got in. We've seen the closing speed of Jacardia Wright several times on defense here, Carl, where Staunton gets behind him, and then he just tracks him down.
Yeah.
Mullenix on the carry, dances around, nice move, stays on his feet with a good balance. And he has the ball down to about the 26-yard line. Gain of 9. And that is close to and is another first down for Staunton. They near the Seavers Equipment red zone.
Just outside the St. T 25.
3:08 for the third quarter.
Well, Staunton's made it in there once. And that's it, the Seavers Equipment red zone. And they try to do it again here, but they could not score.
They've had several chances, just unable to punch it in. This game was close the entire first half. They will hand to Mullinix again. Drew Mullinix. Oh, bounces off would-be tacklers, fighting and Mullinix churning. And he is right to the 20, a gain of six. And Staunton has entered the Severs Equipment red zone. Score big with JCB at Severs Equipment. Online at SeversEquipment.com.
And Mullinix now up to 75 yards. So it's been a good second half running the ball for the Staunton Bulldogs. Just have not put it all the way into the end zone.
Second and five for Staunton. Another four receiver set. Bianco from shotgun. Plants, flushed, and sacked. Right up the gut, Austin Fitzpatrick with the sack, and Bianco had no chance to get out of the way there.
And that's a big reason why they haven't. That St. Teresa defense really stands up tough once they get close.
That's a 10-yard loss on the sack.
And that puts you in just a terrible spot.
Going to be third and 16 inside of 2 minutes. For the third quarter, St. Teresa has scored three touchdowns here in the third quarter. They got a two-point conversion on their last score after the snap was low. 51-yard touchdown, actually two touchdowns, excuse me, and a safety. 51-yard touchdown, the safety, and a 27-yard touchdown. Hand off to Mullinix. Snap was low to Bianco, and Drew fights hard, but just not much there. It's the line of scrimmage, and no more. It'll bring up fourth and 16, also, and Staunton will go. 80 seconds for the third quarter.
It's fourth down at the St. T 30.
So see what Staunton wants to do on fourth and 14. We've seen some big pass plays from the Bulldogs here this afternoon. Three of them that have gone for chunks of yards, but as Carl alluded to, unable to capitalize and finish off the drive with points. From shotgun, Bianco. Shotgun snap back to him. He's going to look. End zone has a man. Grandadier, it is caught. And it is.
Oh, he's out of bounds.
Is he out of bounds or is he down at the two? I think he's
down
at the two. Yes.
I was
thinking of about 28.
Yeah, I thought the official, all the crowd on Staunton's side got quiet, so I thought it was incomplete.
Down at the two, a gain of 28. A nice throw and catch from Bianco to Grandadier with 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. And Staunton was knocked out of the Severs Equipment red zone. Now they're right back in.
Made it back to the red zone.
First and goal at the two. Here's Mullinix. Oh, he slammed down. Mullinix tried to bounce it outside. Nothing doing.
At this point, you'd just like to see the Bulldogs, Staunton here, get in the end zone.
Absolutely. That's a loss of four, though, and it'll be second and goal from the six. Clock running, half a minute, third quarter.
Spotted right at the
Staunton
five.
Going towards the north end zone.
Second and goal for Staunton.
Officially the ball at the five, so that was a loss of three. Mullinix will take the shotgun snap, and he's got nowhere to go. St. Teresa shuts it down.
By 32, Denham Cook.
He lost yards on that play.
Back
to the seven.
What
great penetration from the St. Teresa defensive front that time, and that'll be the final play of the third quarter. It was 21-0 at the half. Two touchdowns and a safety along with a two-point conversion. And after three quarters here in the opening round of the 2A playoffs, top-seeded Decatur St. Teresa, 38. The 16-seeded Staunton Bulldogs, nothing. We'll come back with the fourth quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at St. Teresa High School. Terry Toad back in our WSMI studios producing the action, giving us our WSMI game breaks here in this first round of the Saturday playoffs. Third and goal at the seven. Bianco going to fake, roll left. Tuck try to run, and he is down at around the six. It'll be fourth and goal from there for Staunton. They had first and goal at the two. It's now going to be fourth and goal at the six.
Austin Fitzpatrick, seven.
I don't ever remember a first day of weather like this, Carl, in the playoffs.
Not this nice.
It's just a picture-perfect day. No matter what you're looking to do today, the weather is accommodating. I mean, we see a lot of people out here in shorts today. It's usually hooded sweatshirts and hot chocolate. Fourth and goal. They will give to Mullinix, and he is not going to get it. Hit in the backfield, fought hard, but still lost a couple of yards. So after first and goal at the two, the St. Teresa defense stiffens and turns Staunton away on downs. Winds up being a 14-play drive. Started at their own 28, ends with no points. St. Teresa takes over at their own seven, and if they get points here, it'll be a running clock. And it just does. I mean, it's not a situation where you can just say Staunton has gotten their doors blown off, because they haven't. They have fought tooth right. and nail here. Just St. Teresa is just that good. Here's Wright running left, tripped up, and he's loose at the 35, 40, at the 50. It's a foot race. He will not be caught. It is a 93-yard touchdown for Jacardia Wright. My goodness.
On a 92-yard run.
All that game, trying to hold him down, and boy, did he bust out in a big way.
You can't teach that right there. That is just pure talent and speed. Took him 14 seconds to run 93 yards.
And all of a sudden, he's up to 223 yards for the game.
That helps the average.
And he got that touchdown.
And it will be a running clock the rest of the way as first touchdown, and he did it in
style. Second touchdown. Second running touchdown.
Oh, you're right.
27 and 93.
You're exactly right. Got that on the last possession.
Up to that point, they held him pretty much under 100 yards until those two plays.
Fun to watch, though. The kick from Gillespie is into the trees in the north end zone. And with 11:05 to play in the ball game, it is St. Teresa 45, Staunton nothing. You're listening to the second, or the 2A playoffs opening round on WSMI. Here is the kickoff returned by Rittenauer. Takes it at the 20-25, goes with the 30, misses one tackle. Now he's slammed down at the 31-yard line. Tackle made out there by Seth Gillespie. Another tackle for the kicker.
Well, you got to remember
that. That was also a linebacker.
That's an outside linebacker on this team. So he's definitely a threat to tackle you.
And he's looking for it as well.
Good size linebackers they have on that St. Teresa team here. Speed they have in the backfield especially. As you know, Staunton really never could do any quick passes to the outside. Seems like they lost on every single one of those.
Shotgun snap to Bianco. He will fake good the hand move. Up to Mullinux. A little bit of green. Gets out across the 40. Gets his thighs taken out there. But a nice gain of about 10 for Griffin Bianco. St. Teresa in the 2A playoffs for the first time since 2005. Three different classes the last 3 years, Carl. When we were going up for the Carlinville State Championship game 2 years ago in 3A, St. Teresa was playing in the 1A title game that year, and then Carlinville beat them in the 3A playoffs last year in the second round right here on this field. That was a heck of a ball game that afternoon.
It was indeed.
Athens 9, El Dorado 0.
Inside of 10 minutes for the fourth quarter as they hand off to Mullinix. And they will hand it off, and nothing there. Lost a yard back at the 40. They announced the Athens El Dorado score here, and when they said Athens was winning, a little bit of a groan.
Wait, he announced it the wrong way first.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes, they were happy, and then the groan came in. Oh, had that the wrong way, he said.
Maybe two.
Bianco from shotgun will hand to Mullinix. Drew Mullinix running left, not much there. Crosses the 40. He's going to be a yard shy, and it's going to set up fourth and about one. Approaching the 9-minute mark, clock running here. 45-0, St. Teresa
it's fourth
leading.
Down, fourth and inches.
We know Carlinville's into the second round. We'll have them live next week on WSMI FM 106 and, of course, streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Last report we had from T. Tote was that Paxton Buckley-Loda had a 2-touchdown lead on Vandalia.
Yes. We didn't expect that, per se.
If that score holds, Carlinville would travel to Paxton.
Get your 50-50s out.
And Pena, who had a 2-touchdown lead, now trailing by a touchdown. And Staunton just a little bit short, so it will be fourth and less than a yard. The South Central put five teams in. Staunton will be heading home here in 8 minutes and 50 seconds. Of course, Greenville was traveling up to Farmington, the other South Central team in the postseason.
Farmington Farmers?
The Farmington Farmers.
Ah, good name.
My favorite nickname. Bianco, shotgun snap low. Mullinix takes the handoff, and he fights hard. And I don't know. It'll depend on the spot. The official saying here, that he got it. Yeah, move the chains.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looked like he got the initial push far enough to get that first.
And now it becomes a matter for Staunton. Just find a way to get some points on the board.
Well, they were down there.
They were. First and goal at the 2.
And that's when it seems like St. Teresa just gets even more physical.
Well, they want the shutout now. Bianco to pass. Now he's flushed, looking, rolling, throwing to Castaldi. Nice catch.
But he is out of bounds.
Darn. A diving effort that time. from Tyler Phillips, almost knocked the ball away.
And that's one of those plays. He misses it. You catch it, but you're out of bounds. Boy, otherwise you got the sidelines.
Yeah, Terry Toad has a WSMI game break.
The quarterback, 18.
All right, thank you very much, Terry. A four-yard run that time for Bianca, who kept it himself. And good to hear the Greenville Commons up two scores early.
Up two scores. Vandals, I'm a little surprised they're trailing early, especially being at home.
So Cronin will go in there and smack him around. Bianco will hand it off. Oh, just been a long day for Drew Mullinex. He lost yards back to the 46. Been one of those days for Drew. Just every time he gets the ball, he just got just sees blue right in front of him.
And he's worked incredibly hard to gain a yard to 2 yards several times in this game.
Been one of those afternoons for this Staunton offense. Just hard to get anything consistently going on the ground. They've had some big pass plays, some success there. Bianco flushed, and he will run. Tucks it at the 50, and he will dive and reach out close to the St. Teresa 45. They'll mark him at the 46.
So they'll get that first down. A good diving play.
Gain of 8 that time for Griffin. 6.5 minutes for the ball game. But you look out at the jersey and pants of Devin DeWeese, the lineman. His uniform is not white anymore. He's dirty. And it's not even muddy.
No, not up here. Last night was a different story.
Yes, it was.
Constant rain early and then a lot of drizzle most of the game.
Halfway through the fourth quarter, 45-0, St. Teresa leading. This game was scoreless into the final minute of the first quarter. It was just 14-0 late in the first half, and then St. Teresa just kind of downshifted into a gear Staunton doesn't have right now. Bianco drops back. He will throw. Caught on the far sideline. Catch is made by Zach Urey. Flag comes out.
Looked like a face mask.
The completion down to the St. Teresa 27, so that'll be a gain of 20. And as they sort the penalty out here, the clock will continue to run. Staunton has spent, you know, a fair amount of time inside the St. Teresa 30-yard line today.
A personal foul, the second, face mask.
Yeah, it was face mask. Looked to me like he grabbed it on the tackle. I think he let go after he spun him, but it was too late by then.
Too late then, yeah. So that'll move the football into the Seavers Equipment red zone. You can score big with Case IH at Seavers 14. Equipment, online at SeaversEquipment.com. Ball spotted at the 14. Bianco from shotgun. Low snap again. He will hand to Mullinex again. And once again, the St. Teresa defense Mullinex just locks him up quickly. No gain on the play. Maybe 32. One. Call it again, a 1 to the 13.
32, Denon Cook makes the tackle.
4.5 minutes for the
ball's
game.
At the 12.
Bulldogs of Staunton looking for a way to punch this in. Get that goose egg off the board. Bianco from shotgun. Looking right, now back left. Now he's flushed. He will have to run to the right.
A little room.
Now
run
still
it.
Looking to throw. In trouble and incomplete. Castaldi in the end zone, but he was well covered over there by Stanley Rogers.
You know, I think initially if he just ran after that first punt fake, he had a good 10 yards himself. They all bid on the punt fake, and he just kept looking for his receivers, but he would have had a nice lane.
You wonder, though, Carl, the speed of the St. Teresa defense, how quick they would have made it up.
He would have got some yards, though. Yes. He was in position, and that's how tough it is on him.
3:45 for the ball game. 3rd and 9. Staunton can get a first down without a touchdown. Shotgun snap low again, picked up off the turf. Bianco in trouble. He is going the wrong way, and he is sacked back outside the 20. Going to be a loss of around 9 yards. Bring up 4th down, and Staunton will go.
21.
And with just over 3 minutes, might be their last opportunity to see the ball.
The similarities between this game and the Cronville-Wood River game last night really are eerie, Carl, as Staunton did a lot of the same things Wood River did. Yep. They just couldn't score. Oh, Bianco slipped on his drop back. Now he's going to be sacked back around the 26. That'll be another loss of 4, and St. Teresa will take over. And Terry Toad has a WSMI game break. All right, thank you very much, Terry. As you're listening to high school playoff football on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. And, Carlos, we always talk about the recipe you need for an upset, and Woodiver and Staunton had a lot of the elements the last two nights.
Tough defense, yeah.
But you forced the turnovers, you played the good defense, but you got to be able to score, obviously.
And in Staunton's case, they didn't even move the ball consistently in the first half, which gave it to St. Teresa over and over and over again. The defense actually had, what, 5-6 stops in that half? That's, you want to be able to control the clock. They didn't do that either.
Yeah, I don't think heading into the game, I don't think Zachary Ferguson and his staff could have asked for a better effort from their defensive unit in this ballgame. I mean, they played fantastic just up against a high-powered, potent offense. 45-0, timeout taken. We'll come back to Decatur following these messages on WSMI. Second unit in for St. Teresa, so Cord Miller, the young sophomore quarterback, hands it off. Up the middle it goes, and a gain out to about the 32-yard line as we approach the two-minute mark of this opening round 2A playoff game. Stay tuned. Tito will have some more scores for you at the conclusion. Full day of football across the state. Handoff coming left is Denham Cook, and he will shed one tackle out across the 40, lowers his shoulder, and dives out close to the 45 with a flag on the play. That'll be a hold on St. Teresa. Flag resting at about the 33-yard line. Kevin Olson and his crew have done a fantastic job on this field today.
Yeah, we didn't have that chippy problem
nope.
in this game. And really, I didn't see any, you know, the face mask was pretty legitimate, just trying to make the tackle, grabbed hold of it, let go of it. We didn't really have any what I'd call maybe cheap shots by either side.
No. 70 seconds to play.
You like to see a clean football game.
That's been that today. The St. Teresa team, they will be a tough out. Now, if they have to go to Athens next week, that will take everything they have to get through the Athens Warriors. Out of that tough Sangamo Conference. Hand off to Cook. Tries to bounce outside. Leaves his feet in hurdle fashion. And he'll be down at around the 24. 43 seconds for the ball game.
So, probably one more play in this game.
If they so choose.
If they want to.
How fast does the play clock get set is the question.
You got all your
30 seconds right now. Play clock not running.
Extra's getting that little playoff time.
Play clock still not running. And now they run it, and if St. Teresa wants, they can just take an E and end the game. I think, though, with their backups in, they'll run one more snap.
Pretty much.
Maybe.
If you can figure out the play.
Gordon Miller looking
for the
sideline.
He might not have a play.
He might not have a play. Need a play. A play would be helpful.
There you go.
He has his play. He will fake the handoff.
He's keeping
it. He'll keep it himself.
Uh-oh.
He's going to run right, and he will be ran out of bounds at around the 45, and that's the final play of the ball game. So the Staunton Bulldogs hang tough for the first half, but then too much St. Teresa in the second half. Your final, St. Teresa 45, Staunton nothing. We'll take a break. We'll come back to St. Teresa High School and wrap it up and have your post-game scores following these messages on WSMI. Welcome back to St. Teresa High School. The Staunton Bulldogs huddled up on the 45-yard line, and Carl, this is a situation. You fight all year to make the playoffs. Staunton got in at 5-4. They had a really nice resurgent year. I think the program headed in the right direction. They will say goodbye to a lot of seniors on this team this year. But this is a situation when you get in at 5-4, you know you're going to get a powerhouse type of team. They did. They came in here to St. Teresa, and they have nothing to hang their heads about. They fought tooth and nail the entire way.
Yeah, the defense was outstanding. They had a good game plan. They was going to run the ball, eat clock, and have stop Mr. Wright. They did for pretty much the first half. They did stop Mr. Wright for the first half, but, boy, they didn't stop the other big plays. And otherwise, you got to say they played their hearts out really through three quarters of this game.
They just, you think back to the first quarter, they had a couple of opportunities where they were on the St. Teresa side of the field, good spots,
good
just couldn't
field position,
just
right.
couldn't keep those drives going, and give the St. Teresa defense the credit. They gave up 10 points a game on the season for a reason. Just very hard to get anything consistently going against them. And at the end of the day, it was just too much St. Teresa for the Staunton Bulldogs to handle here this afternoon. And by the end of the day, we saw the greatness of Jakardi Wright.
Yeah, we did, as he ends up with, 21 carries, 223 yards, and, of course, he scores the last two touchdowns. The fact that they kept him out of the end zone for the whole first half was good because they averaged three a game, right? Three touchdowns per game. So he ends up with that 27-93, 223 yards, pretty much impossible to stop that.
Absolutely. So the Staunton Bulldog season comes to a close here in Decatur at 5-5 as they will bow out to St. Teresa. The final score, 45-0. Thanks to the folks here at St. Teresa for their hospitality. It was a beautiful day here in Decatur for high school football. Unfortunately for Staunton, they were on the wrong end of St. Teresa today. 45-0 is the final. That is going to wrap it up here from St. Teresa High School. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Ives. We say so long from Decatur. On the other side, Terry Tote will have some more scores on this opening round Saturday of the IHSA football playoffs.